Okay, you're very welcome back to the programme, and I'm delighted to welcome on to it Shannon O'Neill, who joins us now. Hi, Shannon. When did you first become aware of Duolingo?
Oh, so I had actually found out about Duolingo a couple of years, but I didn't start using it until maybe like 3-4 years after I had first found it, to find that it had done so many improvements to like the content and the courses. And I was really kind of excited to explore it.
And you suffer from short-term memory loss. Why is that important to this story?
So I was finishing a degree in music when I developed very suddenly viral meningitis. And it wasn't severe enough for like hospitalization. There wasn't any threat to my life. But as I recovered, I realized that there had been, especially regarding my short and my long-term memory abilities.
And that would not be sort of one of the factors you would imagine would be useful in helping a language, which makes this even more a special story, I suppose.
Yeah, that's why I started learning Irish. I was really struggling with my memory, and I thought that maybe I started something that required like a heavy amount of memory work. It would help me recover a little bit faster and a little bit easier.
And at the same time, exploring your Irish roots, you have connections to the country, don't you?
Yes, I'm a fifth generation Irish American, and my family had always held very strongly onto that identity. But my sister and I, we felt like we couldn't really claim it. We thought it would be disrespectful to people who were closer to like first or second generation to actual Irish people. And so I thought maybe like learning Irish, I'd be able to kind of claim this identity that my family wants me to.
And do you believe that this app was, you know, the key to facilitating this learning process, or are there other avenues you could have arrived, you could have used to arrive at the place you're at now?
I think personally, the way I went about it was just the absolute best way. Duolingo was very easy, very accessible to use, especially at a time I was struggling so much. Felt like a very like friendly face I could visit every day, and in doing so I think that like it really pushed my memory to improve further than if I hadn't started using it at all.
And give us an idea, and there'll be people downloading it I suppose as we speak, give us an idea of how you interact with it then.
So personally, I just make sure I log on once a day, and I'll start a lesson. I'll kind of read the notes. I'll do like the lesson, which is very like very interactive, lots of like help for beginners. You can mouse over any of the words or like select any of the words and it'll tell you. And then after that, I'll spend some time just learning the vocab, kind of going over the lessons that were there, maybe spending like a week or so with each kind of content area. And then when I feel like I'm ready, move on to the next one. And I think the app is very good at that, letting you take your own pace with all of the content.
Now, unfortunately, I can't test your ability because I don't have the language myself, but I'm sure you are using it. You have used it. How far on are you?
I have passed it a little bit, but I still go back to do review. I believe that review is the most important part of learning any language, and Duolingo really makes sure to keep you on top of your review. It'll show you like a very physical representation of like what lessons are kind of due to be refreshed and reminded. Kind of move past Duolingo a little bit in terms of like content, and revisit it just to make sure that I'm staying on top of the basics, which Duolingo provides an excellent overview of kind of the basics that you need to start talking and then continue your lessons from.
And what has it meant for you in terms of that connection with your heritage?
Wow, it's changed everything. I feel like because of Duolingo, like I'm on this entirely new path in life where I've kind of broke into this community of Irish language speakers that I didn't know existed. And like I'm in Ireland right now, I've been meeting so many people who have the language, who are passionate about the language in the same way that I am. I just believe that like if you start learning any language, like just amazing doors open for you in areas that you couldn't have ever imagined existed.
And I presume that you have learned a certain amount via the app, but that really would be complemented by, you know, speaking to people and learning more about the language that way.
Absolutely. Like I said, the entire course tree, which Irish is isn't as developed as some of like the greater spoken languages like French and Spanish, those really go in depth. And I'm confident that like if you're able to like put dedication onto finishing all the coursework, you know, really doing a good job of staying on top of the vocabulary, that like there will be confidence in the spoken language when it comes time to start speaking it with other speakers.
I mean, we have an issue in this country at the moment where the last census showed that the daily use of Irish is mm-hmm. reducing. And I think we do need to look at new ways of getting the younger people to engage, to learn and to love the language. Mm-hmm. Do you believe mm-hmm, that perhaps absolutely. Rather than the traditional teaching methods, that perhaps, you know, we should be going down this route, get speaking it, and then perhaps worry about how, you know, you spell it and how you write it later?
I do think so. I'm currently a teacher and I'm a substitute teacher. I work for like, in the States, it would be grades kindergarten through senior high school. And what I see, my students inspire me very much. What I see is they've learned to speak English first. And then I see them like learning to read, basically learning to read novels and stories and books. And I see the way like they're struggling, you know, through even most of their young adulthood to read. And I think that Irish is treated just a little bit too academically at a higher level. Like just get people speaking it, and the rest will come later, just like my students back in the States. You know, it doesn't matter if we can't read poetry and novels and short stories. What matters is that the language is just staying alive amongst the youth, which I think it's really starting to get to that point.
Now, you talked earlier about the medical condition. Has this in any way aided your recovery from that, or are the two not connected as it relates to moving forward?
You're asking if using Duolingo has aided my recovery?
Yeah.
I think that because the website was really good at having me work on something that required memory every day, and I could take it at any pace I want. You know, I was able to gain a lot of confidence at a time that I felt very insecure and unsure of things, and that by just forcing me to work on something new every day, I was able to recover a lot faster than say if I had just tried to like wait it out.
And I get the impression that this doesn't just boil down to you learning how to speak Irish, that the relationship is much deeper than that now.
I do believe so. I think that because I had found Irish at such like a turbulent time in my life, as I was recovering, it really became the thing that I centered my identity around. I was that person who was very passionate about kind of an endangered language. And now I'm proud to call myself an Irish speaker. I'm here in Ireland doing my absolute best to meet people and go to events and just show people that, you know, the language is alive, and it's not necessarily just alive in small pockets of Ireland. It's alive in the people who care very much about it.
Well, I suppose we've had the ice cream and it's time for the veggies now. Is it expensive?
Irish? Learning Irish or learning a language?
Using this app and learning the language.
Oh, well, the app is free. I personally have put so much of my time and energy and money into the language, but I don't think that's necessary. I just care very much about it. If anyone was interested in just getting a very good basic overview of the language, Duolingo is completely free, barring, you know, buying a computer or a phone that handles it. But at least in my opinion, by the time that you finish the Duolingo skill tree, like you'll have so much confidence in your ability to like approach the language at a basic level that I think a lot of people would continue with it and then start, you know, investing in their education in that way.
Okay, superb. And you're enjoying your visit to Ireland. Have you got long left?
I have about 2.5 months, 3 months, just to do my absolute best to improve my Irish as much as possible. And it's been amazing here. The people have been wonderful. The scenery is beautiful. The weather is beautiful. I really couldn't ask for a better, further my Irish here in Ireland.
Okay, well, the line's letting us down a little bit, Shannon, so we'll wrap it up there. But Shannon O'Neill, a great story, and thank you so much for sharing it with us on the program today.